Well, hi, Brad. Thanks for taking the time to explore a new product that I found that I think you're going to find really interesting.
You're welcome, Gina. I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Well, the product is called Competitive Growth Insights, and it comes from a company called Convergence. Since 2013, they've been providing growth insights to asset managers, institutional investors, and service providers of all kinds and regulators. Their insights are powered by alternative data they've created and covers the public and private markets.
Well, this is timely because investing in private markets has really gone mainstream. I think the new phrase is democratizing alternative investing.
Yeah, that's right. And because private funds are unregulated, there's never been a lot of good data and information available to analysts and investors who invest in these businesses.
So they set out to fill these gaps?
Yes, precisely. And the company's founders struggled with these same gaps when they worked in the industry. So they started Convergence.
It makes sense. But before you jump into the details, can you give me an example of how a buy-side manager put their alternative data into action and the benefits they realized? Something that would benefit me.
Oh, sure thing. Well, it's quite a compelling story, actually. So let me set the table. The Convergence client was the portfolio manager for a $1 billion hedge fund that held a meaningful position in a public company that provides services to private market entities. It subscribed to Convergence's alternative data growth insights. They noticed some differences between Convergence's industry growth estimates and the company's guidance, and they used them when talking with company management. A few years later, the public company announced their intention to acquire a competitor by issuing a large amount of debt. And during the investor roadshow to raise the debt, they justified the deal and its price based on above-market growth rates and expense savings.
Go on, please.
Well, let's just say the Convergence's data and insights did not support management's projections. And when the portfolio manager asked them to break growth down by type of client and asset class, the numbers they presented were materially higher than what Convergence's data indicated.
Aha. The devil is always in the detail. And then what?
Well, they talked with Convergence about management's projections, and this is where it really gets interesting. Convergence described that neither company in the deal had ever achieved the combined company's projected growth rates. Convergence proved this by walking the PM through its 12 proprietary growth factors. These factors dig into the numbers to reveal certain key intangible factors that can support future guidance, like the effectiveness of the company's sales and client management teams compared to competitors. The portfolio manager realized that the company's numbers were unrealistic, and they ended up selling their stake in the company. Well, the deal went through. Yet, for three consecutive years, the company fell well short of their target top-line estimates. Investors sold the stock well below its pre-deal price, the CEO exited, and the board ultimately decided to sell the company.
That's incredible. I'm starting to understand how Convergence Growth Insights can help me improve my models and interaction with management. Talk more about these 12 factors. Why are there so many?
Well, Convergence makes sure that each factor tells a story about the company that can influence the way you think about their reported numbers and future guidance.
I mean, the companies I follow give me insights into their top-line growth and guidance. So what do you believe Convergence can give me that I don't already get?
Well, publicly traded asset managers and service providers don't provide much detail on the factors driving changes in their assets under management or assets under administration. There are 12 factors that drive the growth of service providers and 6 for asset managers. Convergence listens to the earnings call and believes that investors deserve greater transparency into the details driving these changes.
Sure, but they often say that they can't or don't measure their business in this way. Tell me why this is so important.
Okay, let's assume that management reports year over year an asset growth of 10%. And when the analyst asks what drives the growth, they normally answer by saying it was a combination of new business and better markets. Now, see, that's where the Convergence growth factors and insights can help you.
Okay. Tell me about the new business factor you referred to in your last comment.
Well, new business is really a net number that's a combination of new funds launched by new and existing clients, existing funds taken away from competitors, and existing funds outsourced, less existing funds that the company lost to competitors, and funds that closed. So in other words, there's really 6 factors driving management single disclosure. And then just to put it into perspective, Convergence benchmarks the company's market share in each factor versus its competitors. Convergence also measures the new business the company won from startup and existing asset managers because, as you know, not all startups make it, so there's more risk in that category. I mean, this is a competitive business.
With that startup number, I could discount the company's future growth rates based on startup attrition rates. And, Gina, you also mentioned new business won from the company's existing clients. Tell me more about this factor.
It's actually one of my favorites because it's information rich. So, you see, the new funds and assets that the company gets from their existing clients is one of the largest contributors to their growth rate. It's a number worth watching. So, Convergence measures the company's client win rates by specific asset classes to determine short and long-term trends and how they benchmark, and then compare them to their key competitors. It's like an independent growth report card.
Please, tell me what you mean by information rich.
Well, changing client win rates reveal strengths and weaknesses in their products, product and geographic coverage, and client service capabilities. They can also reveal business concentration risks. Well, management never really talks about this factor, yet it's hugely important to how you think about future guidance.
Please talk more about the impact that markets can have on reported growth. It sounds more complicated.
Yeah, it sure is. Market growth factors, unlike the new business factors, cannot be controlled by the company. And Convergence is concerned that positive changes from asset growth may mask problems in controllable factors, like the new business factor. For example, assume a company reports a 10% growth in assets and that the market value of their clients' assets increased by 15%. Well, that means that controllable business growth declined 5%. And what drove that decline? Was it from lower new business from new or existing clients, or both?
Okay, let's go back to the controllable factors.
Well, let's use this new business subfactor called takeaway business. It measures and benchmarks how much business the company took away from their competitors. The company who ranks number one in market share for this factor is quite special because many salesmen will tell you that taking funds away from a competitor is far more difficult than winning new fund launches or winning new business from existing clients. And if they rank lower than their peers, well, future growth is likely to be challenged because the new fund issuance market has become fiercely competitive.
That all makes sense, and I can see the utility. Is there anything else I should know about Convergence?
Yeah. When you're a Convergence client, you have access to their subject matter experts who know these businesses and markets better than most. You'll receive regular research, asset class, and industry-level forecasts, and up to 10 hours of custom research every year. And clients pay in hard and soft dollars.
Well, Gina, how do I learn more and get started with Convergence?
Contact David Etzbach. He's a managing director at Convergence and runs their investment advisor and broker-dealer segment. His background is working with the investment side of the house, and he'll be happy to speak with you. His phone number is 203-246-3357. And his email is detzbach@convergenceinc.com. And lastly, I just want to thank everyone who listened to this podcast. Convergence's competitive growth insights are a great example of how big data, artificial intelligence, and subject matter experts are being combined to help buy and sell side research analysts improve their financial models and discussions with company management.